Looking at the Shelby County area's economy with a man who feels that business is the area's lifeblood.
Government needs to make it easier for people who want to create a business.
And what does he think is wrong with current economic policies?
What government shouldn't be doing is getting involved in the day-to-day running of the economy.
Hello and welcome to the latest Call on Colleen Netcast, the real estate program for people interested in buying or selling homes in Shelby County and Birmingham, Alabama. I'm David Black, part of the Colleen Black Keller Williams Realty Metro South team serving Alabaster and Shelby County. Our program is designed to bring you helpful news and information involving Shelby County and Birmingham area real estate. This time, we get a drop-by visit from somebody pretty well-known in the Shelby County business and legislative community. Cam Ward is currently a Republican state representative. He's also a candidate for District 14 in the state Senate. That area includes Shelby, Chilton, Bibb, and parts of Jefferson counties. Cam stopped by our studio, so we asked him to share a few thoughts on the Shelby County area's economy. Cam, what is your take on the economy right now in the Shelby County area? You've heard and seen the word recession, I know, but you have a good pulse on what's happening in the business communities around here. What do you see and what do you hear?
Well, fortunately, we haven't been as affected by the economy as some of our neighbors have to the north and south of us. Our unemployment has risen quite a bit in the area of 8%, but still below the state average of 10.5%. So while we have been affected by the economy, not as bad as some of our neighbors have been. Now, that being said, I think we are still looking at not quite being at the bottom of where we are in this economy, this recession yet. But I do feel like after the first quarter of next year, we will see a turnaround in economic numbers for our area.
You talk to a lot of people in business who run various companies. Do you get any sense from them about how they feel with respect to capital investment, with hiring, those sorts of key economic factors?
Well, two economic indicators that I've seen that have been a bit troublesome, but also something that can be corrected pretty easily are, one, consumer spending, which represents two-thirds of Alabama's economy. Those numbers have been down tremendously, which has led to a lower income tax and sales tax collection. So that's a problem. However, those numbers usually rebound pretty quickly once you see a good influx of money back into the pockets of the consumers. Once the banking industry starts loaning and allowing further investments and capital again to be released into the market, I think you'll see a turnaround in consumer spending. And consumer spending, in my opinion, drives the entire economy.
You're running for state senate right now. What role do you see the economy playing as you seek this office in state government? What's the message that you're trying to get people to listen to with respect to the economy?
Well, government needs to make it easier for people who want to create a business or to hire employees or to offer good benefits to their employees. What government shouldn't be doing is getting involved in the day-to-day running of the economy. The economy itself is going to be a big issue in 2010, and I think the way a particular politician or candidate approaches that issue is going to be very defining about how they are as a candidate and how successful they're going to be.
You've been very vocal in the past about upgrading the transportation infrastructure in the Shelby County area, as well as the whole district that you would represent in Alabama if you're elected to state senate. You've talked about transportation. You've also talked about the state constitution. How big of a factor are those two items in economic development?
Well, I think the transportation issue is probably one of the biggest, especially in the Shelby County area. When you see growing communities like Shelby County, you see the Huntsville area that's facing the new BRAC realignment commission that brings in the new military base up there, you're seeing areas that desperately need infrastructure upgrades. And if we don't change the way we prioritize our road building and our infrastructure improvements in Alabama, then we're going to continue to see areas get neglected that are having large amounts of growth. We have to change the way we prioritize our road building, our paving. Any kind of infrastructure improvements must be based upon the need of a particular area, the traffic counts of an area, and not necessarily where one political ally may be located at or not located at.
Now, you also wear the hat of executive director of the Alabaster Economic Development Board. What's happening for folks in the Alabaster-Calera community? What can you tell them?
Well, I think the economy has obviously slowed things down. Now, you are still seeing some businesses that are relocating out of Jefferson County out into the Shelby County area. And the two primary places they look at are areas that have good, successful corporate parks, such as Alabaster and Calera. Both these cities have maintained good corporate parks, and you're seeing more and more businesses fleeing away from the Jefferson County problems and to a better business environment, such as Calera and Alabaster.
Fair enough. Anything I haven't covered you want to mention?
I think it sounds good. Good to visit with you again.
Thank you, Cam. That's Cam Ward, Republican candidate for State Senate District 14. If you'd like to find out more about Cam, his campaign website is camforsenate.com. A reminder that you can find just about everything you'd want to know about Shelby County, Alabama real estate at one website. It's a pretty easy one to remember. In fact, it's right here, calloncolleen.com. If you'd like to email us, our address is info@calloncolleen.com. And of course, there's the old trusty telephone, area code 205-356-5412. We thank you for listening and hope you'll join us for our next episode of Call on Colleen. I'm David Black. See you next time.